Indeed, accumulating archaeological and anthropological evidence pointed toward a long history of human cultural development. That is, that new evidence was found that humans had existed a very long time ago, that human civilizations such as the Egyptian and Babylonian and Chinese civilizations were quite ancient, and that before that there were peoples before that, and that these peoples had developed gradually over time, that earlier species, earlier types of humans, were much more primitive than current types of humans. And some of these people, some of these evolutionists, would use the recent studies, anthropological studies around the world, to show, and we still see patterns of those simpler, more primitive humans still existing, such as the natives of Australia, or the people that are being found in South America, or Africa, or Asia. We see in the writings from this time in the late 1800s, and this is an important part of evolutionary history, writers like Huxley in England and Ernst Haeckel in Germany, using this evidence of cultural development as sort of a parallel to show that humans have indeed evolved. Now, Haeckel himself reflected his belief in an extremely racist variant of Lamarckianism, Lamarckianism being that there's a linear development from simpler to more complex, to posit that the human races themselves reflect this linear development. And we see at this time appearing in the textbooks and in various publications indications of how this development reflects evolutionary development in a very racist form. I'm pulled out here one comment by Ernst Haeckel after he writes a book on the races of man. Very influential book historically because it provides much of the basis for later Nazi thought. He talks about all the difference of races of man, and I'll give you a feel for it, but he concludes when he gets to the last race of man, he says, the Caucasians, or Mediterranean man, then he puts a parenthesis, Homo Mediterraneus, as if the different types of humans aren't all Homo sapiens, they're indeed different species, and of course he's talking about the Aryan race here, has from time immemorial been placed at the head of all races of man as the most highly developed and perfect. Now, some of these comments are quite frightful today. They were very common in the late 1800s, and they were used as arguments for evolutionary development of humans. Well, this issue of the evolutionary development of humans and the lack of missing links and the way this precluded some people from accepting evolution drove proponents of evolution almost to distraction. And some of them wanted to prove all of evolution through proving human evolution. And nobody represents this better than the Dutch physician Eugene Dubois, who set out to prove evolution by finding fossil evidence of missing links between apes and humans. And it's a great example about somebody with a driven, scientist with a driven intent who actually finds something against all odds. Dubois was born in 1858 in the conservative Catholic southern provinces of the Netherlands. And he consciously, as he grew up, very smart boy, consciously rejected the religious superstition, as he called it, of local Catholics in his own family for scientific truth. The future lay in science, the truth lay in science. He was a brilliant and driven boy, and he sought to advance science consciously and discredit religion, and nothing would do so better than pushing evolution theory. He personally accepted a very materialistic form of Lamarckian evolution through his readings of Ernst Haeckel, who was really his idol, as it were, and T.H. Huxley, who he admired greatly. Coming from where he did, and given the options that he had, the best option for his scientific career was to go to Amsterdam and study medicine. He was very successful there, he was a great student, and he became a teacher, a professor, or an instructor there in the University of Amsterdam. Picking a research project, he decided to follow Ernst Haeckel, and he conducted morphological studies of the larynx. Now, if you think about it, this is a very logical choice. Back then, morphological studies showing connections between different species is was one way they were trying to establish evolution, similarities in structure. And picking the larynx was especially telling. He looked at the human larynx and was trying to compare it with the larynx of other primates, because what distinguishes humans from other primates? The ability of speech. And so find how the larynx could have evolved.